WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. And let's face it, things can get pretty turbulent sometimes, right? Between work stress, relationship fallout, global news cycles that feel like a constant loop of chaos, it's enough to make anyone want to chuck their phone in the nearest volcano and just disappear. But here's the thing. You don't have to be swept away by the storm. You can actually cultivate inner peace even amidst all the external craziness. And that, my friends, is what we're diving into today on Stoic Mental Armor. Think of this podcast like your daily dose of mental resilience training. We're going to unlock the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and learn practical techniques to build an inner sanctuary, a place of calm where you can always find refuge. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that will empower you to face challenges head-on, stay grounded, and even find moments of joy in the midst of chaos. First up, accept what you can control. It seems obvious, right? But seriously, how often do we spend precious energy worrying about things beyond our influence? Traffic jams, other people's opinions, unexpected weather, it all falls into that category. Instead of fighting the current, learn to flow with it. Focus your energy on what you can control. Your reactions, your thoughts, your actions. You can't control a downpour, but you can control whether you grab an umbrella or dance in the rain. Next, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly jumping from thought to thought? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment. It's about noticing your breath, your senses, your surroundings without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental chatterbox and taking a deep, calming breath. There are tons of apps and techniques out there to help you cultivate mindfulness, even just for a few minutes each day. Third, reframe negative thoughts. We all have those pesky inner critics whispering doubts and negativity. But what if we could reprogram those thought patterns? Instead of dwelling on I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. You wouldn't believe how much power those little word shifts can have. Fourth, find joy in the simple things. Life gets so busy that we often forget to appreciate the little joys: a warm cup of coffee, a good book, a chat with a loved one. Make a conscious effort to savor these moments. They add up and create a sense of contentment that can weather any storm. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, big or small. This shift in perspective can dramatically change your outlook. When you focus on the good, even amidst challenges, you cultivate a sense of inner peace that radiates outward. Let me share a quick story with you. A few weeks back, I was caught in one of those epic rush hour traffic jams. You know the feeling, right? Everyone's honking, tempers are flaring, and it feels like time is standing still. Instead of getting sucked into that vortex of frustration, I decided to try a little stoic training. I turned on some calming music, took a few deep breaths, and started listing things I was grateful for: my health, my supportive friends, even the fact that I had enough gas in my tank. You wouldn't believe how much calmer I felt after just a few minutes of focusing on the positive. Remember, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing mental resilience and finding inner peace amidst life's inevitable chaos. So here's what we covered today. Accepting what you can't control, practicing mindfulness, reframing negative thoughts, finding joy in the simple things, and cultivating gratitude. These are your tools for building that inner sanctuary, a place of calm where you can always find refuge. Ready to put these Stoic principles into action? Head over to our website and join the conversation. Share your own experiences, insights, or even just a funny story about a time you managed to stay cool under pressure. Let's build a community of support and resilience together. Until next time, keep calm, keep learning, and remember, you're stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.